Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the 5th anniversary. This is Austin Theory, and you're listening to WrestleCast Radio all day.
Hey, hello to all my friends of WrestleCast Radio. This is Flip Gordon, and I'm very excited to introduce you to one of my favorite wrestling radio shows.
Hey, what's up, guys, from WrestleCast Radio. This is Humberto Carrillo, WWE Superstar.
You are listening to WrestleCast Radio.
El Latino está en la casa, baby. Welcome to WrestleCast Radio.
Hello there. This is the Aerial Assassin, Will Ospreay, coming from you live from the Tokyo Dome in Japan. And you are listening to WrestleCast Radio.
What's going on? This is the man of the hour, Leo Rush, the 24-year-old piece of gold himself. And you are officially listening to WrestleCast Radio.
Shit. Time to get down, y'all. Time to get down, get funky. With your boy, Two Cold Scorpio. Get ready to open up this show live right here on the WrestleCast Radio. That's right. So if y'all already don't know, now you know. This is your boy, Two Cold, and I'm ready to get funky. So everybody out there, turn it up. Let's do this.
This is WrestleCast Radio.
The theme song to the man who won the 2020 and 2021 N1 victory, back-to-back winner, former GHC champion, and the man who wrestled the first tournament match of the N1 victory 2022, as he should, Katsuhiko Nakajima. Lady, I say to this, ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank you for joining me here. Ryan Cook here with you from WrestleCast, as I've been inspired to come on and give you my reaction to each night of the N1 victory. It's going to be a great tournament. I'm really excited. You see, after the first night alone, everything that we got to see, there was upsets that I don't think any of us could have ever imagined. There was your wins that were well-deserved. But I tell you what, I mean, you know, we come back on the 13th. 13th, we got our next show, 14th, 17th. The 19th, 20th, 27th, 28th. I mean, 8 nights. Then we get the finals. Nice and easy watches on each of them. And I'm going to come back to you after each of these 8 shows with my goal being to get this laid down for you within 24 hours of the event. Last night, the show started at 2 o'clock Central Time here in Minnesota. I want to say probably 4:30 is when I tapped. I came home from work today, finished it, and now I'm talking to you guys. So, you know, you figure the show ended about 5:45 yesterday. I'm coming to you about 20 hours later, 19 hours later. So that's kind of what I plan on doing. The show, our next show coming up on the 13th is a 3:30 a.m. show that I'll probably have to get to Saturday night. And then the Wednesday show will be an early one, which I'll probably have to get later. I will say, though, I am going to do my best on September 3rd to 2 a.m. start time, Friday night going into Saturday. After Summit, I plan on doing a pre-show, if you will, coming on maybe around 11:30 and just talking for half an hour, talking about what I really liked in this tournament, you know, things like that. And I would like to come back with an immediate reaction show, like an instant reaction to the finals of the tournament. So we'll see exactly what what's, you know, goes down, things happen, obviously. But all in all, really good show, really good way to start the tournament out. There was a lot of things that I really liked. There's a couple things on the show, non-tournament related, that I could have gone without. And, oh, I hope this isn't a reoccurring thing over these next 2 weeks here. But, yeah, they came out the gate blazing. I mean, when you gave us Nakajima and Masakita Mia right off the bat, I mean, you know the boys have come to play. Real quick here, I'm going to go through and give you what made my notebook on this show. I did have three matches out of the eight tournament matches that made it. Kazuyuki Fujita, Go Shizaki went 4 1/4. Takashi Sugiura and Satoshi Kojima went 4 1/4. And then also, or went 4 stars, went 4 1/4 on Nakajima and Masakita Mia. Kenno and Dr. Wagner Jr., El Hijo del Dr. Wagner Jr. with 3.5. Kiyomiya, Jack Morris, 3 1/4. Mochizuki and Hideki Suzuki, 3. Masakatsu Funaki, Kenya Okada, 3. Masato Tanaka, Anthony Green, 3 1/4. So those are your match scores via my opinion. Obviously, it means nothing to anybody half the time, but I will say that if you want to know what I thought and you are interested in go checking it out, those are kind of my reviews of what I think you should do. But I will say now is when the spoilers will happen, obviously, because I want to start reviewing this show and going over it. Took some diligent notes. I was pretty proud of myself for doing that. That is for sure. For sure. What in the hell? I apologize. I saw something random that popped up. It was Vince McMahon talking to Sabu on my Twitter. Anyway, we go into our opening contest. I was close when I gave you all my prediction. We saw Daiki Inaba teaming with Muhammad Yone. I had said Maybach Taniguchi, Shohei Taniguchi. We get another funky member, or a funky guy, per se, taking on Stallion Rogers, the former Kurt Rogers and Kurt Stallion and Yoshiki Inamura. Fun little match, went 2.5 right down the middle. Rogers starts with Yone. Yone works him into the rope, which was kind of fun, and did his disco pose. And Stallion Rogers overhand slapped the hell out of Yone. He does it a second time, and Yone was not pleased after that. Amora and Inaba came in and did some work as well. One of the nice things I will say is Noah has been using Daiki Inaba, and I tweeted about this, but I wish he got some love because he was one of the really strong points from Wrestle 1 that has gone somewhere that wasn't like in All Japan per se. So it's good to see him. I was hoping he might have been able to sneak into this tournament, but it's just one of those things where these guys are so big, some of these heavies and these vets, that I don't think it would have worked. Kenya Okada, I think if you had to take one of those guys, was the smart move because he's your homegrown young boy, if you will, that you're trying to see what could be and what you could develop. So kudos with that. Otherwise, I would have just put Yoshiki Inamura in there and then toss it out. But Inamura, though, brings up Stallion. Brings Stallion back in and working over Inaba. They work a heat on Inaba. Comeback happens. Some good action. Daiki Inaba, though, gets the win under Stallion. Kudos for Stuart Fulton, Mark Pickering, putting over Rogers and his past, talking about NXT and things like that. So good research, and I'm glad that they pay attention. I've said this before. I think Stuart Fulton is the best play-by-play guy in pro wrestling right now. And every show that I continue to watch on these NOAH shows, Mark Pickering continues to grow on me, and I'm liking him each time more and more. I think this is the best, might be the best duo in pro wrestling right now doing commentary. I love their chemistry almost as much as Jay Church and Ho-Ho Loon. I just think Fulton's better than anybody at calling us right now. So that kind of gives a slight leg up. But, you know, like I said, don't sleep on Jay Church and Ho-Ho Loon over a Dragon Game. But we get into the tournament. As I said, 4 1/4, Katsuhiko Nakajima defeats Masaki Tamiya with a vertical spike. Tamiya comes out just looking like a monster. Myself and my buddy Isaiah Davidson, we were at the Korakuen show in 2019 when he destroyed Kenny Okada in about 4.5 minutes with that spear, as we always reference on radio, where Kenny Okada got hit so hard he went, boom! Which was a noise that I don't think anyone ever plans to make or wants to make. but he's just, you know, and the kudos to the Masa Saito respect style with the tights is always awesome too. Nakajima always comes out as a presence looking fantastic. Bell rings and Masaki Tamiya lays him out with a lariat and I thought he knocked him out. Oh my God. How ironic that he just Tetsuya Endo'd him. After what he did to Endo. Nakajima kicks a little bit, tries to get back up. Nakajima then follows up with his own Saito suplex now on his head. Both are down. They get up. Kicks from Nakajima. More back and forth. Just throw these bombs. I mean, you know what you're going to get when you're going to get Tatsuki Nakajima and Masaki Tamiya in the ring together. And I love the fact that they opened with these guys just for that simple fact. We're going to get something awesome. He catches Nakajima's leg after a constant kicks and hits a dragon screw. Picks Nakajima, drives his knees into the mat, and he begins doing some leg work, which I always think is smart to do against the kicker. Hits a nice spear, puts him into that prison lock. No headbutt, thankfully. Stretching out Nakajima. They start going back and forth with strikes. Kitamiya does a sent off of the middle, crushing Nakajima. He gets out of it. Long day. Kitamiya goes for the Saito suplex again. Nakajima smokes him on the way up with a knee. He charges him into the buckle. Nakajima slides and punts the turnbuckle in his face. So imagine Nakajima separates from that knee. He's back to the turnbuckle. Masaki Tamiya spears. He sidesteps him, so he's hugging the turnbuckle because he missed, and he punt kicks the bottom of the turnbuckle to snap Masaki Tamiya's head back. It's gross. Then he hits a super kick out of the fence into the ground. Just starts going on a huge set of offense, hitting nasty kick after nasty kick. Tamiya, though, gets a big right hand that he lands in. A pile driver as well by Tamiya. I thought that might have did it. Nakajima tries to gain the ropes to block the Saito suplex, but he gets pulled in, but lands on top for a splash, and then slaps the hell out of him just like he did Tetsuya Endo, ironically going back to that. He picks up a lifeless Tamiya at this point, sets him up, hits the vertical spike, and gets the job done. Nakajima 2 points, the first score in the end one. Like I said, this was my match of the night, second match of the night, however you want to look at it, however you want to put it with the main event, but you know when they say you should put your best stuff in the main event in the opener, that's exactly what they did in these shows. These were just tremendous matches. That's a winner to book out this show. Then we get the Senna Tanaka taking on Anthony Green. As I said, I'm 3 1/4. Tanaka wins via sliding D. Green and Tanaka, little wrestling back, good exchange to start the match. Green throws some good chops at him. It's a nice little middle rope drop kick as well. Starts slowing down Tanaka. Green starting to, come strong like he did on that last show where he got the victory in that 10-man. Tanaka takes a break, takes back over and begins to go back to work on the wrist lock. Tanaka puts him in a Fujiwara. Green doesn't tap out. Some more wrist control, which is kind of nice to see from Tanaka. More of the arm as well. And really trying to wear down that arm of Green. He gets back on the offense with a quick combo, hits a neck breaker, and then a pedigree as a shout-out to Jimmy Rave, who was one of his trainers, which RP Jimmy Rave. Two caught on that one. Tanaka brings him up top, smokes him right into the turnbuckle, lariats him off the apron and right to the floor. He escapes and he gets out of the way, but then Tanaka smokes himself going into the railing, to which Green yells, Ichiban, saying he's number one, which is pretty funny. Green goes up for a top rope move now, but Tanaka cuts him off and goes for a superplex. Green flips off, but Tanaka holds on and then eats a super kick in the corner. A nice bomb from Green after, but only a two count. It was a good fall. See, crowd was into that one. Back and forth striking changes now. Tanaka finally takes over, hits a diamond dust, then brings him up for a superplex, hits that big splash, two count only, and then he comes in from behind, sliding D to the back of the head. So awesome, awesome little match there. Sounds like it's still looking good. Anthony Green, I thought they were going to give Green the victory. I did my predictions right before we went on, and I'll tell you what, I was not starting off very well. I thought KW was going to win, and I thought Anthony Green was going to win. So I was 0-2 to start this, this thing off. But nice, fun, good stuff there from Tanaka and Green. Then this one, I kind of was no way was I going to get this one wrong. And I was right. Masakatsu Funaki defeats Kenny Okada, 3 stars. Funaki via choke, which is something we're going to see here coming up later a few times. They start out with some nice leg kicks to start the match, a little bit of a standoff. Funaki lands a snap, and Okada takes a single leg, and Funaki holds it on. He doesn't let the takedown happen, just stuffs Kenny Okada down. But he's letting him work, which is nice. Okada screams and throws a shot as we get back to standing spots. Funaki lands a few huge palm strikes. Then he's got full mount on top of Okada. And I'm assuming Kenny Okada's life is flashing at this point. He's just abusing him with these strikes and the way he's just controlling him. He now has his arm choking him out while he's still slapping him. So he's got Okada's arm across his own throat while smacking him. He transitions into a full arm bar, but Okada doesn't tap. He locks in another version, but Okada gets the rope finally. Funaki then brings the attack, but Okada fights it off and hits a huge running step up knee to the corner. Okada starting to get a little bit of momentum here. A gut wrench suplex, but only two. Okada is showing fire, which is awesome from these young guys, as you need to see. He locks Funaki into an octopus hold. Funaki, though, counters a suplex and hits a running knee, and then a running soccer ball kick to the chest. Big open hand palm strike by Funaki as he begins to word on Okada. Now a back fist by Masakatsu Funaki. Funaki sends Okada he's loopy. He's out of it at this point. Still kicks out. Funaki then hits him with a tombstone, picks his head up, puts him in a rear naked choke, and the ref just stops it at this point. So Okada got some nice little shine, but wasn't enough to really take away from the national champion, which I didn't expect to happen, but fun little match, 3 stars on my end. Then we go next. I did get this one right. Hideki Suzuki defeats Masaaki Mochizuki. I'm at 3 stars on this as he wins with a pile driver, which is always a fun way to go. This starts as a grappling match that we'd assume it to. Obviously, a lot of rolling around, but Billy Robinson, as I was talking about, throwing shots back and forth, feel out process kind of deal. Mochi begins to work the left knee of Suzuki. Suzuki has the defense. Has the pain on Mochizuki now as he's coming back. Fires in, takes control. Suzuki now is the offense, and they're tired together in a long hold. Yeah, there was a couple points in this match where I don't know if somebody got gassed or they were just miscommunicating or what was going on. It wasn't like it was bad. It wasn't the casual eye might not think it's too noticeable, but it was just weird watching Mochizuki slow down like that. But Suzuki, though, grabs the ropes so they can both stand up. Mochi goes right for the leg again. Kicks galore from Mochizuki. He's just putting a beating on Hideki Suzuki at this point now. Suzuki, though, catches Mochizuki, counters the leg, landing a T-bone suplex. Suzuki's now on the offense. Got him in a cravat. Then he's shoulder striking him in the side of the face while he's got the cravat on, which is kind of creative. Snapmare out of the cravat. Suzuki's just working him over at this point now. Back and forth strikes and holds. Suzuki hits a backbreaker, but he hurts his knee, which is cool chemistry, or, you know, cool spelling, him paying that much attention to spell the knee from the backbreaker. Mochi just starts throwing bombs into his chest, but Suzuki hits a quick European uppercut and then grabs him, hits a pile driver, and gets the 3 count. So it's kind of a flash out of nowhere victory, but a well-deserved one, if you will. I was hoping Mochizuki was going to win, but I did pick Hideki Suzuki to get the win. From this point, We were halfway through our opening round of the tournament. We got a nice little three-star match between Atsushi Kotoge, Yohei, and Alejandro, defeating Kai Fujimura, Seki Yoshioka, and Daisuke Harada. Kotoge beats Fujimura. I don't really have any notes for that one. It wasn't tournament-based, but it was a lot better than what we're going to see coming up here in just a couple matches. Excuse me. Take a drink here one second. Next up, 3 1/4. And this is what I had wrong, put me to 2-3. Jack Morris with a Tiger Driver defeats Kaito Kiyomiya. Could not believe, if you had told me that, I would have laughed. To begin with some rolls, Fulton puts over Jack Morris's past, which I was trying to you know, see if I can connect any dots that I might know him from, but I really didn't. They have that catch-can style approach to the match. Playing it safe, which is probably good for Morris at the beginning. They put over Kiyomiya doing a lot of Muto's moves. Crowd's kind of just lulled for a minute, so Jack Morris shit-cans Kiyomiya and hits a huge dive to get the crowd started. Kiyomiya gets in there, keeping the crowd hot, hits a nice side for suplex. Kiyomiya using the lariat as a way to use a choke to try to get the win, which is kind of cool. Morris firing back with some huge forearms to the face. Goes for a middle leg drop for Kiyomiya while Kiyomiya's down, but he only gets a 2 count with it. Kiyomiya hits a huge middle of elbow, but Green kicks out of that one. Or, Jack Morris, excuse me. Morris hits a counter O'Connor roll, but Kiyomiya escapes that one. Morris counters a straight jacket German with headbutts, but Kiyomiya continues the attack even though he couldn't land it. Kiyomiya hits a nice flapjack, doesn't get the victory. Kiyomiya at this point is beaten on the canvas, pissed off. And then Jack Morris is out of nowhere, sets it in, and just catches him with a Tiger Driver and gets the victory. I tell you, I was so blown away that happened. And it's good, you know. This is the approach I thought they would have took with Anthony Green. Having him beat somebody like Masato Tanaka that doesn't hurt him. But I tell you what, he beat Tokyo Mia. Does he win the tournament? No. But did he instantly just play spoiler night one for Kaito Kiyomiya? I don't know. We'll find out. Coming up next, this was one that I had, I think it's correct. Kenno, 3.5 stars, defeats El Hijo del Dr. Wagner Jr. This was fun. Wagner kind of getting a fast-paced start to the match. Going in and out of the ring. Kenno goes after Wagner, goes back in the ring, you know, back and forth. Kenno is screaming at him, just livid at this point. Wagner finally decides to go to the outside, to which Kenno just begins to annihilate him. He's throwing him into the barricade, just beating the piss out of him. They get back in the ring now. Kenno keeps on the attack, working many shots here. Typical Kenno, linking the other move strikes, really good stuff. He puts on a body lock. Wagner finally comes in and counters with a kick to the face of Kenno, who's standing in the ring apron. He falls to the ground. Where was it? Wagner finally comes with a kick on the apron. Then he hits back-to-back tope suicidas to really get the crowd going, really build some momentum on his side. He then runs across, jumps middle rope, and does the Jericho-style dropkick, but a splash over the top rope to the floor right onto Kenno. They get back in the ring, and Kenno really quick hits a sweep kick, taking out the foot. A foot stop to his back, and then he comes up the rope with a flying knee attack in the back of the head for a 2 count. Stuart Fulton begins to put over, like I was just saying, the leaking of the moves. This is what Kenno makes is so dangerous. This is what makes me love Kenno. Kenno gets him in an ankle lock. Wagner counters the ankle lock, puts him into an arm bar of his own. Kenno, though, manages to get to the rope. Kenno, though, gets back to his feet, starts a nice kick rush as he's really putting it in now. Wagner, though, starts countering back. We got a nice little back-and-forth Noah style. And then Wagner lariats the hell out of him. I wrote Wagner for some reason. Dr. Wagner floors him with a lariat, though. Cano finally gets back up, works him down. He's back on the offense. He goes up for the PFS. It's missed. Wagner then hits a Wagner driver, which I said, oh, my God, he's winning. Cano manages to kick out. Wagner goes up for a moonsault. Cano jumps up and locks in a rear naked choke while dangling from the body of Dr. Wagner Jr., who's holding the top rope. Finally, Wagner starts losing it. Cano pulls himself up, wraps him around the waist. Wagner comes off the top rope as he drops off of the rear naked. Wagner manages to do a roll through and hit a headbutt. He runs to the headbutt. Cano gets his legs up for a quick O'Connor roll. It's a kick out, but then as he kicks out, he flips him forward. Cano locks the choke right back on again. Dr. Wagner passes out. Cano getting 2 points here opening night. Next, I went 1.5 stars in this match. This, I thought it was going to go even longer. Thank God it didn't. This was not good. This ruined the show. Like I don't mean ruin the show, but like if you're picking a show of the year and it's based off of the average match rating, this really put a shot to the heart. We're too late of this night. But Perros del Mal, De Japón, Nostal Rome Guys, Super Crazy, and Kotaro Suzuki were defeated by the Ultimo Dragon, Neomichi Marufuji, and El Hijo del Santo. Santo with the camel clutch of the Nostal Rome Guy. This was slow. This was boring. It was not good. I don't recommend it. Don't watch it. Just fast forward over it. Unless you're some Santo completionist or something. It's repeatable how much they have to work down to his level. And he doesn't, I don't know. I don't want to say bad things. I'm going to move on. Then we have the semifinal. Takashi Sugera defeats Satoshi Kojima via choke. Another choke. I would 4 stars on this. Match starts with some nice chain wrestling. Kojima does get the attack on first, tosses Sugera to the floor. Sugera counters an Irish whip and sends Kojima into the barricade, followed up by a running and Yaka's kick. Shoots him in a second time as well to a guardrail. Sugera locks in a nice deep chin lock. Kojima lands his corner chops. Sugera's pissed at this point. I don't know if that was the gimmick or he was just mad about it. He sets pummeling Kojima with forearms in the corner. And then we go back to the test of strength on the suplex where neither guy can lift each other up. I mean, this is exactly what we would have wanted out of Goto and Kojima 5 years ago. It was what him and Sugera did in this match. It's just great. Kojima then lands a DDT out of that suplex back and forth. More chops from Kojima as instead he goes into his turnbuckle combo. Hits a superplex from Sugera after he counters Kojima's top rope attempt. More heavy back and forth striking, which really got me excited for this. Finally, Sugera getting on the offense, hits an Olympic slam, gets a nice knee to the face, some more back and forth, but this time Kojima comes in with a brain buster, doesn't get the job done. Sugera back on the offense, locks in a front face choke on Kojima, and he passes out as well. So now we've had Kojima passing out, Wagner passing out, and we also had Kenny Okada passing out. Like, this is turning into one stiff tournament, if you will. Then we move on to our main event, which you kind of know what we're going to get here. A lot of wrestling amateur style to start us off, so Fuji is just showing what he is strong at. Shizaki was holding his own, though. That was just really cool. The tie-up and they begin to work. Shoulder blocks from Go. Chat block. And another one from Gila who was about to stop. Shizaki's momentum. They start going to work on the floor now. Go throws Fujita into the ring, and Fujita charges at him with a lariat, sending Go off the apron and back first into the guardrail. That was nasty, because he hit him so hard, it looked like he probably did jump backwards all the way across, you can smoke on that railing. That's hurtful. That doesn't happen. They have Crab now by Fujita. He now locks in a seated leg lock, almost like Masahito Miura's finish. Shiozaki throws some headbutts to the body. Shiozaki begins firing chops right at him. Fujita just has a little pain in the leg holds, just starts laughing at him for them saying anything. And apparently figure four, where did that go? More leg work until Shiozaki finally fires back with a shoulder tackle. I'm starting to make his comeback now. Shiozaki chops are in now. Fujita fires back with some stiff forearms. Go comes back with more chops and a Fisher release suplex. More back and forth until Vegeta drops him with a slap. And this was like that eardrum-breaking slap he hit Nakajima with. It was gross. Fujita then goes for the head kick. Go blocks it, goes for Lariat. Gets it, kicks out. Golden kicks over, hits his limit break. Only gets a two count as well. Goes for another one. But Fujita this time hits Saito, suplex the counter to Lariat. And then just starting a barrage to beat the hell out of Isaiah. Kicks, knees to the ribs, soccer kicks to the face. Just headhunting, it works. Fujita then finally hits his the beast bomb on Go Shiozaki, gets the three count. So another victory for the faction, for the boys. And this was, I did get this one right. I went Fujita over Shiozaki. The Kojima match, I had him beating Sugera. So that did help. but yeah, this is an interesting ass show. I had a lot of fun doing it. It was a little weird doing it from another soundstage. It was one of those things where it's like, oh, I hope we don't have to relocate again, especially when the cable TV networks are putting us on with their mainstream stuff because of how bad they want us to stay on the network. And, you know, G4 should be holding by their balls at this point and say, look, you help resuscitate the best TV station in the world. Good night of action. A lot of fun there. Our next show that we have in the N1 victory is on Saturday the 13th. So Friday night at 3:30 a.m. Once again, as I mentioned, I'll probably be watching it on the actual Saturday and getting the review up around this time or so. We see both members, both guys 0-2. Go Shiozaki taking on Anthony Green. Bueno no Kazuyuki Fujita takes on Owen Wood El Hijo Del Dr. Wade Jr. Bueno no Kenno takes on Owen Wood Masaki Mochizuki. And then Masato Tanaka and Hideki Suzuki, both with 2 points, 1-0 going head-to-head. D-Block, we get Congo members going at it. Both of them 1-0 night one, 2 points. Masakatsu Funaki taking on Katsuhiga Nakajima. That's going to be a big telltale as to what's going to happen when one of these guys is going to get to 4 out of possible 14 points and really start solidifying himself in that B block. Also, Kaito Kiyomiya, who's 0-1, takes on 0-1 Masa Kinomiya, and 0-1 Satoshi Kojima taking on 0-1 Kenya Okada as well. So those are our B blocks. Takashi Sugera, Jack Morris, both with victories. Night one are not participating in the tournament that evening. But this was fun, you know, came and talked to you guys for half an hour, just discussing things. Like I said, I'm going to be doing this after every single N1 victory show. Just keep tabs on the Twitter, follow the blog talk, follow the Twitter. That's where you'll get notified. And, it's a hell of a lot of fun. Excited to do this and can't wait to talk to you guys in a couple days as we get into night two. Peace.